are gypsies.
Yeah.
I'm Alia.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm Lady in Blue.
And I'm Scuzzy.
And we're doing a whole... we're doing election coverage.
Yeah. Live.
But, so, first, I got a song to say farewell to the worst president in history.
But wait.
Oh.
All views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KLOI or GIVE, but they reflect the opinions of us, the dead air gypsies.
So long, old warrior. You've killed quite enough. You've killed mothers and babies to prove that you're tough. You've bombed many cities, left Iraq in ruins, claimed mission accomplished. Now nations are tombs. Your friends profit from oil and from construction too. You send mercenaries to murder. Death and destruction profits you. Our nation sees through you. You'll be a sick memory, such a brutal assassin you turned out to be. You stole two elections, you enrich corporations, you plunder our treasury, you plan war on other nations. Such is the legacy of your band of thieves, of Rove, your Texans, and the plans still up your sleeve. Of Murdoch the liar and his scribbler band, of Wall Street profiteers, the scourge of our land. Of our troops, brave young tools, you sent out to kill civilians and babies, this must give you a thrill. The entire world hates you for what you have done. Our nation has suffered from your lies and your gun. So long, old warrior, you've killed quite enough. The world will not miss you. We've seen through your bluff. So long, old warrior, this story I tell may lead to your thugs and you roasting in hell.
Ah, what a relief.
Yeehaw!
It's okay now.
Yeah, we're feeling good.
I'm especially glad Obama won because I voted for Nader.
Oh, sure.
What a relief.
I was worried about that vote, I have to admit.
But it was a landslide. It was a landslide, so I feel okay now. I feel like the Republicans are just so unpopular that now you can vote for who you want.
It would have been cool if it was a landslide for Nader.
Yeah.
Nader Gonzalez!
Hey, folks. We just came from a really great gathering at the community center. And it's still going on, so if you feel like picking yourselves up off your couch or what have you, just go down there. There are tons of people there, and there's really good music and really awesome energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be a lazy-ass American.
Yeah, watch TV with other people, not just by yourself.
Totally. There's yummy food.
Yeah, even if you supported McCain, there's plenty of great finger food down there. Chips and dips and, you know.
Even Republicans have to eat.
Yeah, I think...
you gotta feed the elephants.
We want the hippies and the rednecks on this island to start bumping elbows together.
To unite.
To unite.
Unite. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word.
Yeah, so come
unite.
On.
Yep, unite tonight.
Yeah, come on down there.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's okay now.
Can you cook chicken nuggets over a campfire, though?
They do.
Well, I think we're all feeling the pressure drop.
It is you. Pressure drop, oh pressure, oh yeah pressure.
The voting day, November 4th, 2008. So, Mom, where were you on November 4th, 2008?
Why, I was here. And I didn't have to stand in a long line, which was wonderful. We did our mail-in votes together at the table, looking over our extensive election pamphlet, filling in with a black pen, black or blue, and putting it in its envelope and driving 12 miles maybe
to
the fire station, putting it in the box with
more than sufficient stamps.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
You had to put stamps on it, even if you put it in at the fire station?
We don't know, but we just
probably not.
Because I didn't. That's why I put it there instead of mailing it, because I thought if I put it there, I didn't have to pay for the stamp.
You could save 42.
I think you're probably right, but I was so I honestly was so nervous about this election that I felt like I needed to. I put double stamps on it.
Yeah,
I did not care
because you know how like the stamp price rose from 41 cents to 42 cents. Oh, it's our food.
We have a phone call. Wait,
we've got seven online listeners and a phone call.
Wow, we're rocking.
Okay, my mom's got to take care of this because. Okay,
Jesus.
Hold on. We promise we won't.
Hello.
Oh, she's on the freak out this much.
Turn down the music a little bit.
Oh, yes, this is the radio station. Yes.
We have
Fresh,
got
you rock.
A call.
Okay, good. Can I put you on air? Is that okay?
We'll try to get more professional in the future and not freak out so much every time the phone rings.
And we'll see if it works.
Right now, it's the most exciting thing
I have
ever happened in my life.
Push.
Tell him to turn down his radio.
Turn down your radio. And I hope we can hear you.
I can hear him.
Ooh,
I
want
to turn down the music a little bit.
Okay, can you hear us?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
You guys are so quiet.
Oh, you are too. You're so quiet. We do have still our technical difficulties with our phone, but I can hear you a little bit. So this is our friend Fresh and Jane from San Rafael, and tell us what's going on with you down in California there.
Actually, we're just very excited about this election. Things went really well.
They did go really well.
Are you guys jacked?
Oh, we are so jacked. We are so we are so excited. We were just down at our community center, and there was probably maybe 150 people there, maybe, or maybe 200. I don't know. I can never guesstimate that correctly. But the energy was really, really high.
But there was like 3 million in spirit.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
embellishment's the best part of a good story.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And you know, the only thing is, you know, we had this pressure of coming to this radio show.
We were late.
We were like, Obama, come on, hurry up. And
I know, Obama-rama, there we go.
Give your hopeful speech so we can get out of here.
It was on earlier than you thought it would be?
No, it was done.
Yeah.
I thought it would take a little bit longer to declare the winner, but we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it. I'm totally psyched, and I just realized, you know, they were all in Grant Park, Chicago, and that's my hometown.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, and I was so excited about that because I was there in, I don't know, maybe 80 or something when
You're Mayor... You're dating yourself.
I am dating myself. unfortunately, that is more than true, Scuzzy. I have been dating myself.
What?
Oh, sorry. My daughter heard that.
That could be misconstrued in several ways.
Don't misconstrue that, but I was there when Mayor Washington won. Who was
dating, like making you sound old.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, he was the first black mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, that's huge.
And it was so exciting to be on the streets during that time. And on the streets. Well, I was going to college. And that's what I mean. Anyways, I'm really excited. And I understand, like, Jane, you were working for the campaign a lot, weren't you?
Yes. I started way back when no one knew how to pronounce his name. So,
do you just have like piles of stickers in your basement?
No, it's funny. I started in 2006, and I had this little tiny button in my cubicle at work, and my boss came up and said, "Well, how do you know he's a man?" And I said, "I just feel it, you know, I just feel it, and win, lose, or draw, he's the only person that's ever made me want to get involved in a campaign, and I'm going to go for it and work for him, and whether he wins or loses, I feel proud that I'm working for him, you know, and helping him get elected." And really, it's only been turned around in the last year that things look like it might happen. Not even the last year, the last 6 months, you know. So it's been a long road.
Wow.
Long road, but very, very rewarding.
God, I bet. And thank you so much for your efforts.
Well, we all put in our efforts in different ways, and just spreading the word of what a tremendous man he is and what he's going to do for our country, you know. Got a lot of hope and a lot of, a lot of effort put forth, and I'm sure he'll do us right.
God, that would be so sweet if he called in right now.
Yeah. Obama?
Are you listening to our station that reaches a third of Lopez Island?
I'll just tell him that, you know, you're the part of Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Well, actually, okay, we're not part of Alaska. Lopez Island, Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're a blue state.
That's okay.
You know, when we're on the phone, I'm always thinking I'm talking to, you know.
I know.
You know, to
Esther. I know. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And Alaska,
our West Coast, we were the clinchers, Washington, California, Oregon. We clinched it. So.
That's right. Yay to the left coast.
You guys
so much. All three of us, all three states.
All right, cool.
So. Soon,
okay. Yeah,
thanks a lot for calling in, and I really, really appreciate it, and really appreciate all the effort you put in and all the other folks who have worked for change and for Obama, etc. Right. So thank you, Fresh and Jane.
All right, it's all good now. Take care.
Okay, see you later. Bye bye.
We're going to play music for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get together, everyone.
Love is but a song we sing, fear away we die. You can make the mountains ring, hear the angels cry. Know the dove is on the wing, you need not know why. Hey people, now smile. see you get together. Love one another right now. Some will come and some will go. We shall surely pass. When the wind that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. Hey people, now smile on your brother. Let me see you get together. Love one another right now.
Invite anyone to call in, any president-elects to call in.
That right number now? Down here is 360-468-3656, so Obama, if you want to call in.
We know we only reach a third of Lopez, but we hope that we reach your whole heart.
Obama, if you could talk to McCain on the phone, you could talk to us on the phone. We have a Chicago native here. Just give us a call.
He's technically not the president yet, but...
Wait, don't you call him the president-elect?
I guess.
Yeah.
You're way smarter than me right now. I feel kind of stupid.
Well,
sure, why not?
Yeah, so we hope that... You know,
so, does that make Bush a lame duck?
That makes Bush is still the president, and if he wants to call us, well, you know, you could call Georgie, but it's going to be hard for me not to swear if you do that.
Will it be hard to maintain
just
our...
Just be a series of beeps.
I'll have to leave the studio.
We'll accept calls from all parties at 360-468-3656. Yeah. So Ollie,
no,
I think...
collect calls.
No.
We might get in trouble.
That's right. It's not part of the broadcast.
If Ralph Nader wants to call us, too, we could... Yeah.
Oh, we have another call. I have to work the dials. Hold on.
It could be the president-elect.
Answer the phone.
It's Obama.
It's Robin Karlstedt.
The phone.
Oh, nice.
Is that...
Answer.
Ah! 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 What was that?
Answer it.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Oh, darn.
Can you hear us? He's still there. I
hear
stuff
something.
In the background. Can you hear us?
Yeah, yes. We're here. Can you hear us? Turn.
Hello?
Oh, there's a delay.
It's President-elect Barack Obama.
Awesome.
Are you sure? Because it said Robin Carlston.
He can't put his real name on there.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I leave this?
No,
on?
No, yeah, leave it on.
Okay.
President-elect.
Turn down your radio. Are you there?
Okay, hang up and you guys can call again,
wait,
okay?
He's still...
Are you there?
I hear stuff in the background. The last one works so well.
Try putting in the speakerphone, doing it the old-fashioned way.
Okay, go ahead. Do you know how to do that?
Can you hit speakerphone? Huh?
No, you turn on speakerphone on the phone and just put it up to the microphone.
Okay, put it up. Okay, talk.
All right.
Oh,
that works.
That's even louder than the real way.
You got to turn the radio down. I want to
go in the bathroom. Yeah, go in the bathroom, man.
Hey, people.
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, awesome.
Well, Barack Obama's calling us from his bathroom?
That's right.
This is pretty intimate.
How are you?
Can you tell us how you're feeling right now?
Very, very, very excited. Very excited for America and very excited for you.
That's a good room to be in when you're so excited.
How's life on the island?
It's pretty good. We're really happy here.
Here at the campaign, we wanted to thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. You gave a very moving speech. I almost cried. But, you know, I'm kind of made of tough stuff because I'm from Chicago and all. So I hope...
you should have just gone ahead and cried.
I guess I should have, but, you know, I just couldn't.
I liked what you said about getting a new puppy for the White House.
Do you remember saying that?
You promised your two kids that they were going to get a new puppy when you moved into the White House.
Absolutely.
What kind of puppy is it? Is it going to be a purebred or a mutt?
I think a black lab.
A black lab. How racially uplifting of you.
Well, thank you.
Do you know that black labs have the highest incidence of biting people?
Oh, you got bit by one, didn't
you? Yeah, I got bit by a black lab.
On your bicycle.
I got attacked.
Well, we can't have an administration that's all bark.
And no bite. That's
precisely.
That's true. Well, Barack, we really thank you. We thank you and we support you, and we're very happy. And what's your first thing you're going to do while you're in office?
I hope it's
He's
not like
get
to
a
release
puppy for his kids.
I think our first order of business is KLOI needs to go national.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Are you going to release a bunch of prisoners?
Pardon?
Exactly. Are you going to pardon a bunch of prisoners?
Pardon for everyone.
Sweet.
Great.
Will you clean all of our records?
Also, you all need to start smoking as much weed as possible.
Oh, my.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
What did I do?
I guess he had to go.
Did I do that, or did he?
I hope.
Why on hold? Oh.
He will call back.
Is he still there?
Wait, okay,
still
Barack. There? I think he's celebrating a little bit too much.
Here's a song for him.
Okay.
I hope I didn't do that. Did I do that?
Sunday morning, I heard the preacher say, thou shalt not kill. I don't wanna hear nothing else about killing.
Please hang up and try again.
That is God's will.
Hang up and then dial your own.
Our children are watching us. They put their trust in us. They're gonna be like.
lots of other things on the ballot to vote for besides just the president. So we're going to talk about those initiatives and senators and mayors and things like that.
Does anyone know who won the mayor role?
No.
Election?
Okay, I'm Googling right now. Okay. I'm going to do Seattle Times, but go ahead and move along to the other things.
So did you vote for Death with Dignity?
No. It kind of creeps me out.
Right.
I don't know. It was so hard. It was like, I don't know. Like, when those people would come up to me on the street with a clipboard, I don't know what to say. I don't know really what I think. I guess I
didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
It's just like, there was, I saw it on the ballot and was like, yeah, I want to be able to kill myself or like have someone else kill me if I want them to.
Like me.
I guess I voted no because I was afraid of people, like, I don't know, like, taking advantage of it or something. What if, like, some person who's married to, like, a, like, older guy just for his money wants to kill him?
What if the politicians take away our guns, and how are we going to kill ourselves? We'll need the government to do it.
Oh. Unless you live in a town with lots of bridges.
Yeah, you gotta move to like Portland, Oregon, Bridgetown.
Well, I have to cut in here because I've just looked at the Seattle Times website and I-1000 Death with Dignity Act passes.
Oh.
So it did pass.
Yay, Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah.
And what about the mayor?
Grigor. Or
Gregoire, who I served wine to, who I replenished her wine glass and coffee.
Tell us about
that. At the Sunset Club.
Did she tip you?
Well, no, it was a non-tipping club.
Oh.
But, yeah, she bumps elbows at the Sunset Club where I used to work. I didn't actually work her table since I was the worst waiter there. I never get the head table.
You just snuck over there?
No, I actually don't even remember, like, seeing her that night because I was so busy with my tables. But she was there to, like,
busy with the Nordstroms Kawasaki's.
Talk to Blake Nordstrom and Mrs. Branchflower.
Yes. All that.
Yeah. She came there twice when I was working, actually.
Well, she's leading early, and I'm darn glad of it.
Totally.
And I'm
you know, Russians.
It's like some weird deja vu to be having her against Rossi again. And as a matter of fact, in that last election, my daughter here on the other microphone didn't sign her ballot.
I forgot.
She was in London, and that election, for all of you who aren't in Washington, was down to the last vote, all is vote,
it was
and they called me the election department and wanted me to get a hold of you as soon as possible and so you could sign your ballot, and I said, oh, but she's in London, and I did end up sending you a second ballot or something. Yeah. I can't quite recall. But
yeah. Well.
Hopefully that won't happen again. Anyways.
Oh, speaking of it coming down to the last vote, has anyone seen that horrible movie Swing Vote? Do not see it. It sucks.
No.
It's a waste of money. Who is that actor? Who's
Kevin Costner. I heard him on the Country Music Channel recently. His music is it's terrible, and
Wait,
so is in his movie.
Kevin Costner is a musician?
Band. He's got a country band now. They're called like the New Cowboys or something. And his song was talking about how he thinks he's Superman.
I guess he just couldn't quite cut it as an actor, so he decided to try his bit at music.
Okay,
so assisted suicide, yeah. Traffic congestion, no.
Oh.
So no higher sales tax.
Good.
And no more money for the police department, because that's what a lot of it was for, was like early response to traffic accidents.
Oh, check this out.
It's not like they need it anymore.
Here's a headline for you. In Bellevue, a sale on McCain-Palin t-shirts. and look who's quoted. This is, you know, I realize we have some online listeners out there who live in other states, so this is, I just want you to know this is especially meaningful to us in Washington State, because there's a quote here from Tim Iman.
Do you want to explain who that is for our non-Washingtonians?
He put forth an initiative several years ago that ended up raising our taxes, especially on our ferry system, and it hiked up our ferry fare. So it's especially his name is Mud here in the San Juan Islands specifically. And so here's what Tim Iman says. I'm just reading this for the first time, so. There's no doubt the power of positive thinking is very important. The voters have a clear message. They don't want higher taxes. They don't want higher tolls. Wow. Has he just realized that? Oh, my God. So.
Damage control.
Yeah. So. Anyways. I don't know what. Oh. Apparently, he had some t-shirts saying McCain Palin, you betcha, and they're all on sale. So go on down to the Bellevue Hyatt. That's where Tim Iman is hanging out.
I could see some Seattle hipsters wearing those
Bellevue t-shirts. Especially like a year down the road.
Yeah. I think, what is gonna become of Palin? That's a good question. After this, she gonna still be the governor of Alaska, or?
I bet she gets addicted to something. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something.
She's like, going to fall out of a helicopter while hunting.
Totally.
She's going to...
But, like, she'll be a gambling addict at the same time or something. She'll be, like, one of those, like, people you see in, like, a casino with, like, the computerized slot machines and, like, can't stop.
Yeah, video poker addict.
She's going to run the Iron Dog, not her husband. He's staying home with the kids this year.
I know. God, at least she had a newborn. She could take care of it.
The specially advantaged one.
Yeah.
Yes.
She had a newborn, and she's like, I'm gonna do the job that's like takes the most amount of time out of the day possible.
Now she can get to know her baby, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we wish Sarah Palin well. We really do. And.
And if, you know, and if for some reason it doesn't turn out for the best, she can move to Washington where we have assisted suicide.
Oh. Well. It's all good.
It's all good here in the hood. Oh, we're just so happy.
Hey, I'm an angry man, yeah. I vent it when I can, yeah. On the bag, not the sky. The negativity, yeah. Pushed onto your body, yeah. Is a shame. When the baby cries, yeah, she has been criticized, yeah, been put down, it's passed down, but it's all good, it's all good, all I say. Today it's all gone. is truth. It is you. They try to keep us down, yeah. They hide the High King's crown, yeah, from the gates. Kathleen Wales. And to survive their sting, yeah, you have to be their king, yeah.